μέτρα με μονάχα μου κάποιος. Να μόνο δύο βοήθα, σούπιο. Λύπησα, σαν τη μη λύπησα να λύπησα εκεί. Ideal state. That's like the legislative assembly. This should be composed of men with complete Brahminical culture. And the ministers, president, they should be Kshatriya. And the productive Vaishyas and balanced workers. Unless an ideal class of man is on the top of the state to give advice, just like this is the Asamal Parliament. There cannot be any improvement in the human. All nonsense and rascals, simply by force, go to a member of the parliament, they are saying, what they know, what they do. The whole world is mismanaged because there is no Brahminical culture. Namo Brahmanna Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Jagat Jitaya Krishnaya Govinda. I am proposing this because Krishna consciousness means Namo Brahmanna Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya. That must be, the state must be in favor of Brahminical culture and caste protection. Then everything will go. So Manipur is a small state, if they agree, the leaders have the... It is not politics, it is betterment of the situation. Yes. Without Brahminical cultures, all these third class, fourth class, lower class, simply by both hooks and crooks and becomes president, Nixon and well, it will never be.
Oh, blockers.
The money is a small state, if it is possible.
So, I should ask some of them to...
If some of the leaders may come and see me, just like the governor of Chandigarh, he's a nice man, he came to see me in his governmental position with the Jedi Kongkar and men. I think Manipuri people, that it is Vaishnav state, why not make it Krishna conscious? They are already Krishna conscious. Make it in a systematic way.
The Chief Minister, they claim they are called RKs, means Rajkumars, claim to be there. Descendants of the
Bhubhuvan. Then he can do that. He can do that. And what is wrong? Suppose the legislators become first class Brahmin. So what is wrong with it?
Yes, in Manipur, it's not so much influenced yet from outside civilization.
Therefore, I suggest that Vaishnava, they can take it and show an ideal state in the world. Then others may follow.
Every day in the radio we have this Sagnasari Kamrita reading at 1 o'clock. In the radio, all Manipur radio is the Sagnasari Kamrita. They read Bengali. Somebody, one reads and another translates. That is a regular feature. And Mahabharata Ramayana, these are radio programs.
So, why not? I may go and not go, but let the leaders take up this process to make Manipur an ideal state of Krishna consciousness.
So already, practically, so already a lot of Krishna consciousness.
Oh, yeah. And they are coming from Babrubahan. Babrubahan is the son of Arjuna.
They have much farming there.
Yes, that is also. Farming is what? What is this nonsense? Industry. When I pass through Berkeley, New York, I really hate the building. Some of them are finished, some broken. Similarly, London also. This civilization has no life. It is a demonic civilization. Jagata Ahita, find out this 16. Ugra Karma, Jagata Ahita.
Etam drishtim avastavya na statmano prabhudhya bhagavanti ugra karmana kshayaya jagato hita. Following such conclusion, the demoniacs who are lost to themselves and who have no intelligence engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world.
There you go. And what is there? Ka. Kama. Well, simply, Sanskrit is previous to this verse.
Asatyam apratishtam te jagarahur anisharam aparaspara sanghutam kemanya kama haitukam.
Before that.
Verse before?
Itam drishti avastavya.
Etam drishti avastavya. Nastatmano apahudaya bhavanti yuga karmana kshayaya jagato hita. And the next verse has a comment. Kamam asritya duspuram dambamana madanvita mohad grihitvasat grahan pravartante asuchi bhata.
Asadvya. There is no God. By science, he what is he? A mad, crazy fellow. And he is going all over. Test you, Vaishnav, test you. Simply set up man. And in prayer, you know, they ask their whole civilization here. Hollywood country. All rascals. And the big rascals, they're in there. Sabir Vrahu Stakkaroi Sanskruta Purusha Puru. Just like a big rascal. And lion is very big, important. thing in the forest. But it is animal. So they create importance of this animal. One big animal is being praised by small animals. But the whole civilization is animal. Because the small animals are praising the big animal, that is, maybe it is human society. That is why. Mr. Nixon is an animal. And Mr. John is praising. That's all. Both of them are animals. Mura. Big animals and small animals. That's all. So we have to stop this. This is Krishna consciousness moment. And I say like that. Like
oh, yes.
You are intelligent.
Sri Ramdamana Prabhu was mentioning that he had a, he held a conference in Delhi. Maybe you could tell you about it.
Yeah, I went to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences. It's a big medical school in India. So I spoke there in India. They have a department called biophysics. So I presented our philosophy, science and the Krishna consciousness. The head of the department was, his name was R.K. Mishra. So he's actually quite well known, internationally well known figure. He had a lot of grants from the United States, from Europe also. He had grants, money, coming from the United States to support his research. He was on the opposite side, but we had a pretty interesting discussion. He told me later on that he was a keen follower of Shankaracharya. He said, why? Because I was speaking there innumerable lives, was giving examples that we analyze one, the innumerable forms of life, depending on the level of consciousness. Giving examples, scientific examples. And then he answered that traditionally his forefathers, his parents, his grandfathers became followers of Shankaracharya. So he became some sort of addicted to it. But he said he's not 100% follower of Shankaracharya.
Individual. Where there is question of mixing. Shankaracharya's mistake is that the spirit is a mixture and in Maya state they divide it. Is it not?
Yes.
So when the division is finished, then it is spirit. But Krishna does not say that. He says in the past you are individual, at present you are individual, and in future it's a continuum.
It seems that we have a good feel in medicine, speaking with doctors, it was very interesting. And because they live with life, so my first question is, what is life? I just ask them, what is your concept about life? And they become very...
Concept life is clear in the Bhagavad Gita. That is also one of the elements. But superior element. The gross, earth, water, air, fire, ether, even mind, intelligence, ego, they're inferior. And there is another superior item. That is living. It's clear. Jiva-bhuta mahavaya. And that is important because that living entity is handling this inferior. Very clear. It's a good machine. The machine as it is not important. A living entity has handled it. By handling, the machine is prepared, and by handling, it is exposed. So who is it? This matter, or the person who is handling? And it's clear. Jai Ram Dhalati. Jiva Bhuta Mahabhaya. Jai Ram Dhalati. It is clear. Similarly, the whole machine must be handled by a living creature. Mayadhaksena pragati yate sa. Clear. How you can deny this? Taking this whole cosmic manifestation as machine, it is machine, we admit that. But it is being handled by living, the supreme living being. This is all. But there is no intelligence to understand such a rational civilization. Practically, we are saying. Mura, Navijanati, Mame Paparamamma. Stop.
But they were very thankful for the lecture. They actually made comment saying that this is the strongest statement that they ever heard in the department. That such a scientific comparative study about because I showed the charts that we had. I was comparing.
That is very encouraging. So pursue this method with your assistant. That is our challenge. That will enhance the importance of our movement.
He even suggested that in the future, if we have any plan like that, just let him know for about 2 or 3 weeks ahead, so he can arrange others also in other departments.
Doing it, your business is that you get these scientists and other intelligent. Everyone is intelligent, but especially to convince them, birds of the same feather. Otherwise, they will not mix. We are already hounds, but to mix with the crow, we said, dress ourselves like a crow.
Yes, I went with pants and
yes. Otherwise the crows will make noise. Raw, raw, raw. Because this society, whole society is full of crows. We are not even a nice bar. That can be done.
It's very encouraging.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially in India. That's my first experience. The only the man whom I met in Bombay is the head of the chemistry section on the Bhabha Atomic Research Center where they made this atomic bomb. It's very respected.
Federal.
In Trombay.
Trombay. Yeah.
So I went there and I had 3.5 hours discussing. But he was on the other side. It was
opposite side.
Yes.
Let them demand, but we are talking like gentlemen.
He's the only man that I knew from outside, from the United States, from the scientific journal. That his name was one of the editorial boards. They have also an international society for the study of the origin of life from chemicals. And he's there. So I specifically chose him because I knew his name because it was there. So I made an appointment on the telephone. He was real nice on the phone. He even wanted to send his car to pick me up from the temple. But I went there, then I started talking a little about Hare Krishna. Then he immediately said he didn't like Hare Krishna people. Then I said, let's
talk about Hare Krishna people.
He knew that I was from Hare Krishna.
He said, I do not like Hare Krishna people.
He said that two times some of the devotees approached him, and he said they are very arrogant. And he expressed some ideas whom he was not so much favorable.
This is here in India or in America?
Bombay, this is Bombay. Then I told him, let's forget about the religion now, let's talk about science. Then we started talking about the concept of life. So we think that life is just a combination of molecules. And I started asking questions because I knew what he was doing. I was following his papers, but he didn't know what he was doing. Then came up to the point that he agreed to the limitations that we have and so many words that we say, but actually it's not true.
He admitted.
Yes, but still he said that this is the best theory that they have at this time. So this is the only time they get the chance of doing something. So they want to continue, whether it comes out right or wrong, but just some sort of a game.
They can't afford to lose their grade.
He said, in about 20 years, the matter is completely to be decided. Either religion wins or we win. He said it will be decided pretty soon. I think it's already decided. Because we promised about 10 years ago that those chemicals, if we make those, then we'll have light in the test tube. But actually we have all those chemicals made. So I said, we have the know-hows, we have the equipment, we have all the chemicals that but still we can't do it. So that means it's going to be done.
Cannot do.
In principle, he agreed that the science plays again.
And Bhagavad Gita clearly said it is a different thing, completely. It is not matter. Where is that thing? Which cannot be cut into pieces. Bring that. Any science. Bring that thing which cannot be cut by scientific means. Bring that thing which cannot be born. That is it. Find out the matter. You cannot neglect the statement of Krishna.
Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha, na chainam kreiriyanti apo, na shosriyati maruta. The soul can never be cut into pieces by any weapon, nor can he be burned by fire, nor moistened by water, nor withered by the wind.
So where is that thing? Bring.
That is also our conclusion. That especially it is very useful in India to refer to Bhagavad Gita. I bring up Bhagavad Gita. I said, if this can be done, then Bhagavad Gita will be wrong.
Yeah. Good.
So it's not possible. So, especially in, I also spoke in the Indian school in Bombay. There are about some material students, those professors. We even had a short kirtan. We raised about 4 or 5 devotees there, selling little books also outside. So they always they wanted us to start with the kirtan. So we started the Hare Krishna. And then they themselves started, the students, started leading kirtan. And I spoke on they also all the nice equipments.
Krishna Bhakti Nitya Siddha. This propensity is there. We are simply awake.
I found that in India, though there are some people like that, but they are not as arrogant. As they are a little.
Background is Krishna consciousness. Sukriti. Sukriti. They are not so simple. In India, they are not so simple as in Russia. Sukriti. Chaturvidha bhajante ma. Jana sukriti na. And in the Western countries, that's simple. That's simple. Now, Kirtananda was prosecuted because he is not killing cows.
Not killing his cows.
By having them grow old, they were saying that this is cruelty. You should kill them.
This is their civility. Mm-hmm. That you are not killing, you are cruel. Mm-hmm. Yes. Christ said, thou shalt not kill, that is cruel. How can you pull on this civilization? But this is a religion. So what kind of person is there?
This is some other misunderstanding. When I came from New York, there was one Christian minister. He was going to Bangalore, India. But I was all the way from New York to Delhi with him. We sat together side by side. And since he was a minister, he was interested in what I was doing. So he started talking about the philosophy and the science of the self. So I asked that in, mostly we are told that in Christianity, many people don't believe that there is no soul in animals. He said the same thing. Yes. But he was a minister. In animals, plants,
big animal. He's a big animal. Anyway, he's a but big animal. That is what that I've already said. A small animal. Sabayi. Big animal. Kabir Bira, Kabir Bara Ustak Hari, and the truth of Purusha Prasad. Yeah, Purusha is a very exalted person. That is a force. Anyway. So he does not know anything about Purusha.
If people know some of this very basic principle about life, that they all the living entities, like animals and this thing, they are all
superior than the matter. That how you can deny it. Krishna says clearly, aparajam nitasubhidhine paditin para jiva bhuta mahabhava. They cannot, they're so dull, they cannot understand it.
Their heads are filled with dung.
Two things are there already. Any layman can understand. A person living, a person dead. So, why he is dead? Something is missing. So that missing element is important, or this body is important. Vidyasaka cannot understand, he is so dull brain.
Common farmer here can understand that.
These two things are there. Living force and the body. The body is moving because the living force is there. So which one is important? The body or the living force? Without living force, the same body, the same hand, legs, everything, face, everything is there. Kick on his face. No. And when he is living, touches hair, So which is important? The consciousness is important in this body. Such a rascal, they cannot understand it. and you have to deal with this civilization. Mura, rascals.
From Swarup Dhanadhar Prabhu's experience, it appears that India is the best place to begin our attack on science.
Yeah.
Because we can recruit Indian scientists, I think, and then to America we can make some headway. In America, the scientists are very, as he said, arrogant and dogmatic. They're not so receptive. Here there is
Big animals.
Yes, they don't accept
they're animals, but big animals. Because they've got money.
Yeah.
Money is sweeter than honey.
That Bombay auditorium, theater, Prabhupada was saying could be used for so many
meetings. Scientific conferences.
Yes, simply.
We can give very nice slideshow there.
So you make Bombay your headquarters.
Mm.
India means Bombay. And from Bombay you go and come. Make this.
In the West now, Indian scientists have a big name because they're making...
And recruit Indian scientists.
Yes.
Make it. It will be very nice. Let us go to Bombay and organize.
Because India now has the bomb, they are respected.
Atom bomb.
But Indian people are more intelligent. Yes. There is no doubt about it. At least I see that during British period, there are so many railway collisions. Now it is not there.
Railway collisions, and now there's not with the Indian drivers. Oh yeah, we don't find, although the roads are horrible here and there's no lights, they're very
few. That I've studied already. Between 3 years, occasionally so many railway accidents. But the Indian people, since there are, I see no railway accidents. And they are being managed, these railway lines, by Shudra class, less intelligent class. So they are so intelligent.
Compared to the British.
Such a best menu.
The fireman, the Indian driver, the signal man, they are not very high class men.
In America, the scientists are like the blacksmith. Like just blacksmiths. And in India, the scientists may have some culture.
Blacksmith or blacksmith?
Both. But at least in India.
It's organized in India.
Do you say Gita?
You make your headquarters in India.
Yes. Gopal Krishna already told me that he will give us 2 rooms.
Oh, yeah, 2 or 3. I went in.
That theater is very prominent.
Yes,
it's very nice, Bombay. Bombay is very nice.
Very nice?
Yes.
Nice. He is one of the persons who goes there. When I went to Africa, I asked Brahmananda, are you going to support me? He said, yes. Then I signed. Otherwise, I hesitated.
Yeah.
These people are denying.
The people are envious of Bombay. Especially this man, Sada, he's the head of the trombe that I taught. He was, everybody knew about our temple.
That's a good advertising.
All of this, it's not even complete yet, but it's already everybody knows about. So popular.
And there is a big history behind it. They wanted to throw away raspberry. I prayed only, if you are thrown away, then it is my life. It must be here. It is a great insult. So he has not moved an inch.
I have taken only parts of the picture of the temple, because I want to show to Manipur ministers that.
So, first thing, make your headquarters in Bombay. And make Manipur a Vaishnava state. And recruit all scientists. And then attack the rascals. Big animals. Shoot them.
Shoot.
Big animals.
Like a scientific safari.
Therefore, they are opposing the intelligence, but they are saying that this moment will finish our civilization. They are afraid. They have already said it is increasing like epidemic. And if you don't check them within 10 years, they will just take the government.
Government official in Houston said it on the TV.
Government official in Houston.
They are afraid for their lives.
And their hands.
I am very much attached to that palace.
We are very much attached to you.
We have got Balaram, the most powerful being. So we have no fear, Balaram. Rama Atma Balahini Nalabha. Balahini Nalabha. One who is not supported by Balaram, he cannot understand, he cannot come to the spiritual place. No me daya, bahuna sutena. By intelligence one cannot. He must be supported by Balaram. Big brother of Krishna.
When I came today from Krishnagar to Namadev Ghat in the bus, and I was speaking about going to Gaudiya Mutt, and somebody almost get a lecture said that they're speaking in Bengali, but I knew what they're speaking. So they're telling about Avaisanam Smisham. They were saying that God speaks to them and that he must also go there. Somebody was advising this group of people to come.
And on this Krishna culture, that India was ruling all over the world. During Parikshit Maharaj's time, there was only one flag. Now, go to the United States Organization. Simple flag in United.
They just made, in Africa, they just made a new country. It's the smallest country in the world. It's one little island. And now it's an independent country.
So for the timing, let this program, we go to Vrindavan and come to Bombay. And then we make program there. Is that all right? Yeah. If possible, invite some ministers.
But
if we have to go to Manipur, we have to make an answer.
We can go from Bombay. What is the difference? From here to Bombay, after all, we have to go by plane.
Yeah.
If there is no difference. Manipur going, there is no direct plane from Bombay to Manipur.
No, from Bombay to Calcutta, Calcutta to
Bombay. That is not difficult. Then come to Calcutta and go. But if you organize Bombay Center, we took scientists, whole meeting. That's very nice. There must be some state, ideal state. Just like Russia is communist state. They're making nice propaganda. Similarly, we must have a Krishna conscious state. What do you think?
Yes. Examples needed.
Huh?
Good examples needed. Good examples.
Either Manipur anywhere, but we must have now a Krishna conscious state. And it has show the how ideal state. Wherever it is possible. I'm not speaking particularly of Manipur, but Manipur there is good chance. But we must have a Krishna conscious state.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I come.